弟兄姊妹们平安，你们有没有注意？有没有注意到我比上次年轻一点呢？
Have you noticed I look younger now?
因为上次我儿子请我上来的时候是说把时间交给于老弟兄，他今天是说交给于弟兄。
Last time my son says, we'll give the following time to elderly brother you, but today I become brother you.
每次碰到这种 combine 合并的聚会，我的压力都很大。
Actually, every time there's a combined meeting, I have a lot of pressure.
因为实在很信息内容很多，但是我们时间不够啊。
Because I never have enough time to cover everything I want to say.
但是我今天早上我还是要特别特别谢谢我们上个礼拜服侍母亲节参会的这些年轻孩子们，还有。背后的幕后功臣，好，那些叔叔阿姨们，请你们站起来，我们给你们鼓掌，好不好？
So today I want to give special thanks.
所有的孩子们，你们有服侍的，都请你们站起来。
On the Mother's Day banquet and everyone who worked behind the scene, please stand up and we want to give you applause.
还有大厨啦，这些叔叔阿姨怎么都不在呢？
How about those chefs?
我们非常非常感动哈。
We were really touched.
这是独居的民，不列在万民中，只有在神家看得到这样子，这个大家相爱，而且孩子们孝顺的景象。
So this is a special people not numbered among the nations. Only in God's house we can see such wonderful kids who are honoring and obeying their parents.
有一次有一个孩子问他妈妈说我长得帅不帅、
Once a child asked his mom, am I handsome?
然后 他妈妈叹了一口气说孩子啊这是你妈妈这一生最对不起你的地方。
And the mom sighed and said,I'm so sorry, child. This is something that I really wrong you.
你就晓得这个孩子长得帅不帅了哈。
So now you know if this son is handsome.
但是弟兄姊妹，我不晓得我们在座的父母觉得你这一生最对不起孩子的会是什么事情。
I don't know if parents here, is there anything that you feel sorry to your child?
可能你的孩子很帅啊。
Maybe your child is very handsome.
但是我相信我们在思想的时候，我们可能都有不同地方的亏欠。
But yet, when we think about it, there might be something that you feel regret.
但是如果我们问正面的问题的话
，But then if we ask you a positive question,
你觉得你在你孩子身上，你最骄傲，或许还不好意思讲最骄傲，你最值得感恩的是你留给他什么
？So what is that one thing that you feel the most proud or that you feel?Most thankful about.
我相信，如果你问我们上个礼拜的人物讲哈娜的时候
，I'm sure if you ask Hannah,
哈娜一定觉得她最亏欠她孩子的就是她不能够尽到母亲的责任、不能享受母亲的权利，天天煮东西给她吃，给她好穿的衣服，陪着她，爱她，照顾她。
If you ask Hannah, she probably felt regretful that she could not take care of Samuel every single day on the regular household things.
因为这个孩子被神要去了。
Because this child was demanded by God.
但是我相信，当我们来看哈娜的这一生，她最值得骄傲，最值得为她孩子感恩的事情。
But yet, if we look at Hannah's story, that the one thing that is she's most proud about and then the most thankful for,
就是她把这个孩子带到神的面前。
Is that she brought this child before God.
在神的面前成为一个合用的器皿。
And he became a useful vessel in front of God.
神能够借着他的孩子影响了整个世代。
That God was able to impact the entire generation through her.
这是我们今天要来看的这一个人物，就是他的孩子撒母耳。
And today we're going to look at the Bible character that is her son Samuel.
从某一个角度来说，他从小断奶以前享受妈妈的照顾，断奶以后，他一年只有一次的机会见到他的母亲。
Yes, before he was weaned, he was able to enjoy the care of his mother. But after that, he only got to see his mother once a year.
但是我们决定相信背后他母亲一直为他的祷告，每一次相会。给他的教育都帮助这个孩子活在神的面前。
But we believe that the mother's prayer behind the scene and every kind opportunity of teaching whenever they met will have great impact on this child.
让他成为神家里面这么有影响力的一个人。
So that he became such a person with great influence in God's house.
但是弟兄姊妹，当我们讲圣经人物的时候，我一开始我就提醒弟兄姊妹一件事情。
But before we spoke about this series, I reminded brothers and sisters.
我们千万不要觉得这些伟人他们是他们，我是我，因为我实在是个败坏的罪人。
Please do not think that these great Bible characters they are they, but we are ourselves. We are so we're sinful.
因为雅各书第五章讲到以利亚的时候，特别说以利亚是跟我们有一样性情的人。
Because the book of James chapter 5, when it talks about Elijah, it particularly says that Elijah has human nature just like us.
他们能够被神那样子的用，并不是因为他们天生就是能够被神用。
They were being able to use by God, not because they were born that way.
而是他们在他们身上有一定的素质，这是我们今天要来看的。
But then there were some certain qualities in their life, that's what we want to look at.
但是在我继续讲撒母耳的时候，
Before we continue on Samuel,
我需要先问大家一个问题，然后我们来看他撒母耳。
I need to ask you a question before we look at Samuel.
这个今天的信息比较是跳出我们个人的需要，我们个人的苦难，个人的问题。
Today, we're going to look beyond our personal needs and wants.
而是我们来看我们周围啊。
But look at our surroundings.
当我们在这里看整个世代的时候，
As we look at this entire generation,
我相信我们都会体会到这个世代跟从前不一样了。
Then we can all sense that this generation is very different from the previous.
它的科技，它的享受是不得了的，一日千里往前冲啊。
The technology and its enjoyment is like.Moving so fast.
但是道德的堕落，人际关系的破坏，人心里面的痛苦空虚，那却是从前的世代的人不能够体会的，这么可怕。
But yet the speed of corruption and brokenness is beyond comprehension.
教会所面临的挑战，教会所面临的破坏，教会目前荒凉的情形，也是从前的世代很难得见到的。
And also the issues of church, the desolation, the corruptions and destructions are hardly seen.In previous generations.
那我们要问一个问题，就是我们如何面对我们所处的世代。
Now we have to ask ourselves a question. How do we face our generation?
我们如何面对这个荒凉、黑暗、堕落的世代？
How do we face this dark, corrupted, and desolate age?
那我们觉得这个问题太大了，超过我们把它缩小一点。
We might think this problem is too big, let us shrink down a little bit.
我们如何面对在教会里面不合神心意或是荒凉、失败的地方？
How do we face the situations in church that is desolate and not pleasing to God?
如果你还是觉得那个太大，
If you still think that the issue is too big,
再缩小一点，
Let us shrink down a little bit more.
你如何面对你的家里面属灵各方面的荒凉混乱？
How do you face the spiritual desolation and confusion in your home?
如果你还是觉得太大，
If you still think this issue is too big,
那我就问你，你如何面对你自己里面的软弱、荒凉、远离神的情形？
Then how do, let me ask you again, how do you face your own issues of being far away from God and desolate and weak?
神今天是一个一直愿意做工、一直愿意赐福给他百姓的神。
God wants to continually to bless his people.
哪里只要找到合他心意的器皿，
Anywhere he can find a useful vessel.
哪里只要找到他合用的器皿。
Anywhere he can find a suitable vessel.
不管是个人，是少数，是团体。
Whether it's an individual, minority, or a group.
神就要使用他们来扭转这个局面。
And God wants to use them to turn the situation around.
能够带下神的祝福，能够带下神的工作，能够带下神的旨意。
In order to bring down God's blessings, work, and His will.
小可以小到你个人。
Yes, it could be as small as you individual.
大一点可以大到你的家庭。
Or it can be as big as your family.
再大一点，大到你所在的教会，你所处的，你所接触的人群。
Or your church or people around you.
再大一点，可以大到这个世代。
Or even bigger to this generation.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个信息跟我们每一个人是有关系的。
So this message has much to do with every one of us.
我也很希望我们每一次讲到一个人物的时候啊。
And I hope every time we talk about a particular character.
好像神从一个新的角度，一个不同的标准，把我们放到天平上面。
As if God is placing us on a scale from a different perspective.
来看看我们个人跟神的关系。
To examine our relationship with God.
来衡量我们个人属灵的情形。
To in order to measure our spiritual condition.
来衡量我们到底生活的价值。
And then to evaluate the value of our life.
来衡量我们到底在主面前的侍奉的光景到底是如何。
And to evaluate our services before God.
所以今天我们要讲到转移时代的撒母耳。
Today we're going to look at Samuel who turned to change the era.
请你千万不要以为说我不可能是撒母耳。
Please do not think that it's impossible for me to become a Samuel.
神有的时候也没有叫我们做到撒母耳这么大的工作和影响。
Oftentimes God does not ask us to become like Samuel to do such a great thing.
但是我再说，神一直要 得着一般人是在我们所能影响的范围里面我们成为神手中合用的器皿
But yeah, let me repeat myself. God is continually looking for vessels so that we can impact people around us in our sphere of influence.
被神用来扭转这个局面
So that we can be used by God to turn the situation around.
你可以年纪很小像个小孩子
Yes, you can be a very young child.
你可以把五饼二鱼拿出来以后使整个局面转过来
But yeah, when you hand over the five loaves and two fish, you can turn the situation around.
不光只是把那个饥饿的局面转过来。
Not only you turn the hunger, the situation hunger around.
居然让基督找到一个机会能够向人传说他就是生命的粮食。
But yet that he was offering opportunity to Christ to preach the message that he was the bread of life.
弟兄姊妹，我们在我们影响的范围里面，神可以来使用我们。
Yes, in our sphere of influence, God can use us.
神可以用六十万个人把迦南地征服成为属神的地方。
Yes, God can use 600,000 people to conquer the land of Canaan.
神可以用五万个从巴比伦被掳的人归回，重建圣殿，重建祭坛，让神的心得到满足。
Yes, God can use the 50,000 remnants that return from Babylon to rebuild the altar, rebuild the temple.
神可以用十二个使徒翻天覆地的把世界改变过来，福音传遍全地啊。
Yes, God can use the 12 apostles to turn the situation around.
神可以用尼希米把他从皇宫调回来把整个以色列受羞辱的情形转变过来
Yes, God can use Nehemiah out of the palace to turn this shameful situation around
弟兄姊妹今天神要得到何用的器皿
So today God is looking for suitable vessels
所以我们在所有的荒凉混乱的处境里面不要只是无奈的灰心无可奈何的接受忍受或是在那里妥协
So whenever we face witnesses of desolate situation let us not just passively and helplessly think this is hopeless
先不要在那里埋怨神责怪神说神啊你没看见吗你在哪里
Let us stop complaining about God and asking Him, God, haven't you seen? Where are you?
应该先问说我到底在哪里
But then ask ourselves, where are we?
我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？到底说我在这里的人到底在哪里
When God asks, whom can I send? Who will go for us? Where am I to respond?
所以神把你摆在你的家里面
As God is placing you in your home
就是要叫你成为这个家的祝福
So that you can become a blessing for your home
不管是大人还是孩子
Whether you are a parent or a child
很多的时候神反而借着孩子来扭转这个家
Oftentimes God will use children to turn the family around
神常常借着刚得救的人来扭转教会一些不正常的情形
Or God oftentimes use a new believer to turn around some abnormal situation at church
大概20多年前我曾经在一个聚会里面那个聚会那时候有些混乱啊。
About 20 years ago, I was at a meeting, and then the church was full of confusion.
我记得有一天，几位弟兄姊妹坐在那里，一直谈论教会一些很不正常的一些的情形，有一些人的这个。所以大家越讲就越消极后来就变成有点开始批评论断了
I remember seeing a group of brothers and sisters gathering together talking about negative things at church and it becomes a little bit it tends to be very negative
那时候突然有一个信主 才不到一年的弟兄、啊
At that time there was a new believer who just being a Christian
他心里面非常难过沉重的他说弟兄姐妹们我觉得我们应该这个 conversation stop here 应该停下来我们不要再下去了我们起来祷告
And he was greatly grieved and he advised he suggested to the group brothers and sisters I don't think we should continue this way let us stop and start praying for God's house
整个局面转过来了
So he turned the situation around
大家不是在消极的谈不是在那里批评论断起来祷告
So that they no longer talk about the negative things or criticize or slander but they started to pray
弟兄姊妹要羡慕成为一个被神用来扭转局面的器皿
So let us long to be a vessel that God can use to turn the situation around
在你我可以影响的范围内成为一个有影响力的人
In our own sphere of influence, let us make an impact.
在我们所有可以影响接触的范围里面，让我这个人成为别人的祝福。
So in whatever situation we are in, let us become a blessing.
让我这个人能够增加别人的价值。
Let me increase the value of others.
影响力有正面的，有反面的。
Yes, there are positive or negative influences.
每一个人都有。
Everyone has that.
所以 大家在座的，不管你现在多少年纪啊
，whatever your age is，
也不管你最近的光景怎么样
，or whatever your spiritual condition is now，
你要知道有一件事情是非常真实的。
You have to know that something is very real。
就是任何人跟你接触
，that everyone that comes in contact with you，
不是从你身上它的价值增加，就是价值减少。
So that their value will either increase or decrease because of you。
他的喜乐，他的平安，他各方面不是因为你增加了，就是因为你减少了。
And that person's joy and peace may increase or decrease because of you.
我相信我们没有一个人生下来就是我是为此而生，要成为别人的痛苦的，对不对？
I'm sure none of us was born for the purpose of being a pain to others.
我生下来就是要叫人家生气，叫人家不快乐，要叫人家受伤害的。
Like,
没有一个人会这样子的。
Or like no one would say that I was born in order to annoy others.
但是事实上，我们常常成为这个人。
But the fact is that oftentimes we become that one.
而且我们可能伤害的、影响的，就是我们周围最亲、最直接的人。
We might hurt or annoy someone that we most dear to us.
所以今天早上我们讲转移时代的撒母耳。
Today we're going to talk about Samuel who turned around the age.
我们希望从他身上看见神怎样得到这样子的器皿。
We want to see from his story how God obtained such a vessel.
神怎样使用他，居然扭转了一个简直是不可能扭转的局面。
How God used him to turn a situation that was impossible to turn.
然后我们看见为什么他能够被神这样子的使用。
Why he was able to greatly use by God.
那么今天我们要怎么样子从他身上来学习来效法。
And then today, how we can learn from him.
所以弟兄姊妹，第一件事情我们看见撒母耳所成长的环境，他所处的世代。
First of all, let us look at the background that he grew up.
是整个神家非常荒凉，整个混乱的世代。
It was a very desolate and confusing time.
我没有时间去讲很细的，我只能点到为止哈。
I have no time to go over the details. We'll just touch upon it briefly.
那整个撒母耳所面临的世代，圣经曾经用过一句话来表达它。
So Bible used one statement to describe the age that Samuel grew up in.
他说：“那时以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。”
The Bible says, "In those days, there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes."
那并不是只是没有外面的王哈。
I did not say that there was no outward king.
我们从撒母耳记上可以看得见，神说他们不是没有王，而是他们不肯让我做他们的王。
From 1 Samuel, we get to see that God was saying that it's not that Israelites did not have a king, but they would not allow the Lord to be their king.
换句话说，那个时候的百姓是活在非常不顺服、不让主居首位、个人任意而行的局面。
In other words, at that moment, at that time, the Israelites, they were very disobedient and they did not want, they did not put God first.
所以斯派克弟兄说，读完四世纪要去洗洗眼睛，要去洗洗澡，全人觉得被玷污了一样。太乱了。
Brother Sparks says, after you finish reading the book of Judges, you ought to wash yourself clean and wash your eyes because you could be defiled. It was so bad.
我们只要读几节，做一点示范就好了。好，我们读撒母耳记上第三章。
Let's turn to Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 3.
我们只要读第一节到第四节，我们一起来读哈。童子撒母耳在以利面前侍奉耶和华。当那些日子，耶和华的言语稀少，不常有默示。一日，以利睡卧在自己的地方，他眼目昏花，看不分明。神的灯在耶和华殿内约柜那里还没有熄灭，撒母耳已经睡了。耶和华呼唤撒母耳，撒母耳说：“我在这里。”好，我们在这里光从这几节里面，我们看一下当时的情形。
So we can see the situation at that time from these verses.
第一个，那个时候神家非常的荒凉，在侍奉上。
At that time, the services in God's house was very desolate.
耶和华的言语稀少，神不太讲话了。
And the word of the Lord was rare. God hardly spoke.
我也好几次讲过 ，God's silence 是神儿女们最大的管教和痛苦。
I have mentioned many times that the silence of God is the most severe punishment and pain for God's children.
我们的神是说话的神，而且他很喜欢说话。原谅我这么讲。
Forgive me for saying that, but our God really likes to speak.
你看他在旷野里面讲过了一遍，再讲第二遍，再讲第三遍。我不好意思用唠叨这个字，神是非常喜欢说话的。
Look at how how our Lord repeatedly spoke to his children in the wilderness, almost up to a point of nagging.
但是到了四世纪以后，他突然不讲话了。
But then when it's the time of Judges, suddenly he stopped talking.
所以你们当孩子的，如果爸爸妈妈喜欢 nag 你们，你们还是很萌爱的。
So children, if your parents like to nag you, that means you are being loved.
如果他不再讲话了，表示他已经伤心透顶，他讲不出话了。
But if they stop talking to you anymore, that means they're already frustrated or sad to a point that they give up.
那个痛苦失望到一个地步，他不想讲。
So they're suffering and feel pain to a point that they don't want to talk anymore.
所以你从这里四世时代看神在旷野跟摩西在一起的时候，那是简直是不同的神。旷野他拼命讲话，一路讲话。
So you see how God acts so differently during the time of Judges from the time of wilderness where he continued to speak.
那我就想问大家，你上一次很清楚听见神对你说话是什么时候？
So now let me ask you a question. When was last time you clearly heard God spoke to you?
我不是说 physically 真正听见声音，而是你觉得神借着诗歌，借着信息，借着灵修，借着任何见证 touch 到你的心，上一次触摸你的心是什么时候？
I'm not talking about audible voice, but when was last time that you were touched by a song, by a verse, by a message that you felt God was talking to you?
而且以利的两个儿子犯淫乱，抢别人的奉献，圣经上说他使人厌弃给耶和华献祭。
And also the two sons of Eli, they committed adultery with women in front of the temples and also robbed the sacrifice to a point that people did not want to offer sacrifices anymore.
神儿女们不愿意来爱神，不愿意来为神家摆上，不愿意奉献，因为教会整个看不到榜样，而且看到是反面的。
Because so God's children were reluctant to offer sacrifices because they see no role models in God's house.
第二个，我们看见领袖们的失败。
And we see the failures of their leaders.
不光以利昏花，这是眼睛昏花。
Not only Eli's eyes grew dim.
我上次说，连哈拿的祷告，他都认为人家喝醉酒。
That he was to a point that he could not discern Hannah from praying to being drunk.
而他的昏花是他的儿子犯这么大的罪，他居然不禁止他们。
And then that even his sons committed such a great sin that he would not stop them.
以至于神要差遣神人去责备他，说尊重我的我必尊重他，藐视我的必全然被藐视。
That God had to send a prophet to tell him that anyone who honors me will be honored by me, anyone who despises me will be despised by me.
而他们打仗的时候，那些领袖们失败了。
So when they were at war and then they were defeated.
他们不到主的面前去求问为什么失败，或是向神认罪。
They would not come to God to inquire why they got defeated or they confessed their sins.
他们在那里责怪神说，你为什么叫我们败在非利士人面前？
But then they blamed God. Why would you allow us to be defeated by the Philistines?
然后他们底下做了一件非常不属灵的事情。
And they did something very non-spiritual.
就是利用神。
That they used God.
他们觉得我应该把约柜抬来，把约柜当作一个吉祥之物。
So they thought they can just bring along the ark of the covenant. They considered the ark as a token of luck.
他们把约柜拿来。
So they brought forth the ark.
他们自己安营一个地方叫做以便以谢，耶和华直到如今都帮助我们。
So they camp at a place called Ebenezer, which means Thus far, the Lord has helped us.
挑战场，挑很吉祥的战场，叫以便以谢。
So they pick a very lucky battlefield called Ebenezer.
然后把约柜抬来，当做他们的祝福。
And then they brought forth an ark with them to bring blessings.
一点不知道来寻求神，来悔改，来认真依靠神。
They did not know to come before God to repent, to fully trust in Him.
神就甚至容许自己的约柜被掳，你知道这对神是多痛苦的事情。
So God was even to a point willing to do something that's very painful to himself is to let his ark be captive.
荣耀离开以色列。
Because the glory of God departed from Israel.
所以以利的媳妇生孩子的时候生下来取名叫以加伯。
So the daughter-in-law of Eli, after she gave birth to a son, she named the son Ichabod.
弟兄姊妹，我不想花太多时间讲消极的，因为正面的更宝贵啊。
I don't want to spend too much time on the negative things because what's positive is even more precious.
但是我只是要讲一下上 可怕、荒凉、几乎无药可救的时代。
But I just want to describe to you that the generation Samuel grew up was so desolate to a point of hopelessness.
神家的领袖失败。
Because the leaders of God's house failed.
属灵的带领者失败。
The spiritual leaders failed.
所有的百姓也混乱，个人任意而行。
And people were in such a confusion that everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
连神都不肯再讲话了。
Even God was reluctant to speak.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是很可怕的局面。
This is a very dreadful situation.
我相信我也希望我们教会永远不会是这个样子。
I hope that our church will never enter into such a situation ever.
但是我不知道将来神会不会有一天把我们带到什么地方，你会碰到这样子的局面。
But maybe in the future, God will bring us into a place where we will encounter such a situation.
或是在你的家中，或是在你个人的生命里面，已经有这些的现象出现了。
Or maybe you already encounter certain signs in your own life.
在你们的家里面混乱，缺少榜样，孩子不服，神不说话，神不祝福。
Or maybe in your house there was confusion, your children were disobedient, God would not speak to you, and God would not bless your home.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要神在我们中间真的来扭转这个局面。
So we need God to come in and interfere to change the.
而且感谢神的是，神一直愿意做这件事情。
But what we want to be thankful is that God is always willing to change.
神一直迫不及待的想扭转这些局面。
God is always very desperate to turn the situation around.
包括你个人，包括你的家，包括你在的小组，包括你在的教会，包括你所处的世代。
including yourself, your family, your small group, your church, even your generation.
只是神要得到合用的器皿啊。
But then God is waiting for suitable vessel.
所以神是要得到合用的器皿。以后他亲自出来做事，他亲自出来赐福。
Because after God obtained a suitable vessel, then He will start work Himself, and then He will bless.
所以底下我们就看见撒母耳成为这样子的一个器皿。
Now we see that Samuel became such a vessel.
撒母耳记上第七章说到，过了20年，整个以色列家归向。倾向耶和华。
So 1 Samuel chapter 7, it says, after 20 years, all the house of Israel lamented before the Lord.
你简直不敢相信，怎么有这么大的对比啊？
You just cannot believe such a great contrast.
我刚才讲的那些情形，那个简直是让人失望的局面。
The hopeless and situation that I mentioned earlier.
而20年能够让整个以色列家转过来。
Now after 20 years, the entire house of Israel turned to the Lord.
你们说20年过得快不快？
Do you think 20 years go by very fast?
我不应该看年轻人讲，我应该看年长的。
I will not ask the young people.
因为很多人连20岁还不到，是吧？
Some of you are not even 20 years old yet.
20岁快不快？
Is it fast? 20 years go by?
快，好，你看，都点头。你才20好几，哈，快不快？不快。好幸福啊，20年转眼就过去了。
Actually, 20 years will go by just like a blink of eye.
你看我来到美国34年，我每次闭眼睛想到我进海关提两个行李的样子，历历在目。
I've been in America 34 years. I can still remember vividly the moment I entered into the custom.
34年过去了，我扭转了几个局面了，真的是汗颜。
But 34 years have gone by. How many situations have I turned around? And I feel so ashamed.
撒母耳是把整个 nation 能够把整个以色列 倾向耶和华，弟兄姊妹，他祷告，他用善道正路指教百姓带出来的。
In 20 years, Samuel was able to turn the entire nation back to God by praying for them and teaching them what is right.
我们应该看一下第七章这句话哈，非常宝贵啊。第七章。
Let's turn to First Samuel chapter 7.
第二节。
Verse 2.
约柜在基列耶景许久，过了20年，以色列全家都倾向耶和华。撒母耳对以色列全家说，你们若一心归顺耶和华，就要把外邦的神和亚斯他录从你们中间除掉，专心归向耶和华，单单的侍奉他。这是他整个一生的 ministry， 他的使命就是这件事情。
So that is his entire lifetime ministry.
好，所以我上次也跟你们读过了，在那个撒母耳记上后面讲到第十二章。
Last week I mentioned to you First Samuel chapter 12.
第23节。
Verse 20. 3.
他说至于我断不停止为你们祷告以致得罪耶和华我必以善道正路指教你们。
Samuel says, Moreover, as for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and right way.
所以刚才在那个第七章的时候撒母耳带领他们先悔改向神认罪。
So in chapter 7, Samuel led them to confess their sins before God.
带领他们除掉一切的偶像。
And so he led them to cleanse all the idols.
然后当他们再去打仗的时候
Then as they enter into battle again,
我们请读第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
当撒母耳正献燔祭的时候非利士人前来要与以色列人征战当日耶和华大发雷声惊乱非利士人他们就败在以色列人面前然后底下讲到第十二节
And then verse 12.
撒母耳将一块石头立在米斯巴和善的中间给石头起名叫以便以谢说到如今耶和华都帮助我们从此非利士人被制服不敢再入以色列人的境内撒母耳做士师的时候耶和华的手攻击非利士人大家看到了没有
Do you see?
当撒母耳在这里带领百姓归向神
When Samuel led people, God's people to turn to God
当他正在献祭的时候
While he was offering sacrifices
根本不是在准备打仗
He was not preparing for a battle
仇敌来了
But the enemies came
耶和华为他们征战
But the Lord act on their behalf to fight
不光叫非利士人大败
Not only the Philistines were defeated
整个撒母耳在的时候非利士人再也不敢来了
All the days of Samuel Philistines did not come back
然后你发现撒母耳跟前面我所说的犹太家的领袖最大的不同在哪里
And what is the biggest difference from Samuel and the rest of the Israelites
那些领袖们是利用神
Because the leaders were using God
他们挑的战场叫以便以谢结果大败
They picked a battlefield called Ebenezer, but they were greatly defeated.
而撒母耳在这里得胜的时候，他拿一块石头来，就说这就是以便以谢，随地都是我们夸胜的地方。
But then after Samuel got the victory, he just placed a rock there and called that place Ebenezer. In other words, our place of victory could be anywhere.
随地都可以让我们经历神的得胜，支取神的得胜，见证耶和华直到如今帮助我们。
Because we can experience God's victory and Everywhere, and then we can testify that thus far the Lord has helped.
你看回教徒每一年要从世界各地到圣地去朝拜哈。
Like the, look at the Islam's, they have to every year go to their holy land to worship God.
他们说去圣地一次抵得上八万个祷告。
They say a trip to the holy land is worth about 80,000 prayers.
但是你发现圣经，不管神向摩西显现，向约书亚显现，只要神显现的地方，神说脱下鞋子，这就是圣地。
But then in the scripture we see that whenever God appeared to Moses or Joshua, he says, Take off your sandals because where you stand is a holy ground.
你不需要跑到山上，不需要跑到海外，哪里与神相会，哪里就是圣地，这是神给我们的恩典。
You don't have to go up to the mountains or the foreign land. Wherever God meets you, that place is the holy land, and that is God's grace.
所以撒母耳的心情，你就发现一直在这里改变，一直在这里改变整个神百姓的情形。
We see that the rising of Samuel continued to change the situation of God's people.
所以他所面临的难处，他欢良的局面，通通都是真的。
Yes, it is true that he faced such a difficult and desolate situation.
而且是非常大的荒凉。
And it was great desolation.
但是你发现后来的局面的改变，神祝福也都是真的。
But yet the turning.Point and also God's blessing later on was also very real.
所以关键在于神得到了何用的器皿。
So the key is that God has obtained a suitable vessel.
我还是要再回到同样的点来，我们所有的人都要听这个信息哈。
Now I have to go back to the same point that this message is for every one of us.
就是在你今天的处境里面，在你所扮演的角色里面。
That in your situation, in the role that you are playing today.
如果我们肯把自己真正交给神，让神来用。
If we are willing to commit ourselves to God to be used by God,
神要使用我们来扭转我们所能影响的范围。
God will use us to turn around the situation within our sphere of influence.
你不需要去跟撒母耳比，你不需要去跟时代的伟人比，你要跟你自己比啊。
You don't have to be compared with Samuel or other great characters, but compare with yourself.
到底我们活出了神所量给我们可以影响的范围的里面的人没有？
Are we lived out? Have we lived out to be the character that God purposed us for?
到底我是增加了他的价值，还是减少了他的价值？
Have I increased other people's value or decreased?
原谅我真的这么讲，很多的聚会里面，有些人一来就把聚会 degrade 了，对不对？让聚会破坏了，价值减少了。
Forgive me for saying that, but then oftentimes there are people, whenever they come to the meetings, they just degrade and then just mess up.
但是我们又不能不让人家来，我们都是有自己也有可能变成这样子的人。
But we cannot forbid others from coming to the meeting because we could be that person too.
这就是神家的重要。
But that is the importance of God's house.
如果有更多的人都是增加价值、增加价值，就可以把减少价值的这个平衡过来，对不对
？If more people who can increase the value of the meeting, then that will balance out the negative trend.
如果大家都死气沉沉的，大家都很消极，大家都很灰心，那个整个聚会，你聚完会比不聚会还要惨。
Imagine in the meeting, everyone is very depressed and negative and then passive. Then the meeting is worse than not having one.
啊，很多人好不容易有 family 这个 worship 家庭祭坛，每一次祭坛完都吵一架。
Some people they hardly have family altars, but then every time they have one, they will have quarrels.
弟兄姊妹，我们要加油，要突破这些困难哈。
So we need to have breakthrough in all these situations.
看一下，那为什么撒母耳能够在神的手中成为合用的器皿
？Now we want to see why Samuel can be used by God.
那有两个因素，我现在不在这里面讲。一个当然是神的恩典，对不对？这永远是的。
First of all, it's always God's grace.
那第二个，我们也相信他背后，他父母亲对他的影响非常正面的影响。
I'm sure that his parents had great positive influence on him.
但是我们现在来看撒母耳这个人。
Now we will look at Samuel, this person.
我很简单的提四件事情啊。
Briefly mention four things.
第一个是他从幼到老，他都信而顺服的态度。
First of all, he held an attitude of trust and obey from the days of youth to being old.
有的人是小的时候不顺服啊。
Some people they were disobedient when they were young.
有的人是老的时候不顺服。
Or some people became disobedient after they grow old.
撒母耳是从小到老都顺服。
But then Samuel was obedient from youth to being elderly.
你看第三章。
Look at chapter 3.
对不起，那个对，是那个当撒母耳在睡觉的时候他突然听见有人叫他。
That when Samuel was sleeping as a child, he all of a sudden heard someone calling his name.
他就马上跑到老以利面前说：“我在这里。”
He immediately went to Eli and said, "I'm here."
哎，年轻的孩子，你要想想看，这个难不难
？Young people, think about it. Is this difficult?
难不难
？Is it this difficult?
哎 ，Sam， 我们那里有个 Samuel， 轻松家的 Sam。
We have Samuel when?
在 winter time, so cold, 半夜三点钟，突然有人叫你的名字。What's your reaction?
What would you react if someone called your name in the middle of the night on the winter day?
Go back to sleep. 这很可爱哈，很可爱呀！真的，你怎么会半夜有人叫我呢？不可能的嘛！
How is it possible that someone would call my name in the middle of the night?
一定我听错了，不管他。
It must be a mistake. Forget about it.
就算是我爸爸叫我，也不管他。Go back to sleep.
Even if my dad called me, that's okay. I'll go back to sleep.
My dad can do anything. I'll go back to sleep.
My dad can do anything. I'll just go back to sleep.
他就跑去了。
But then he went to Eli.
然后老以利说我没有叫你。
But Eli says I did not call you.
然后回去睡觉了。
So go back to sleep.
你知道小孩子是最爱睡觉的。
You know, children love to sleep.
然后第二次叫。
And then second time he was called.
要我就不跑了嘛，因为上次白跑的。
If I were Samuel, I would not run because I did it for nothing last time.
他还跑。
But he continued.
又不是。
And again, was not from Eli.
第三次又来。
The third time he was called.
他又跑去。
He went to Eli again.
弟兄姊妹，你说这个顺服从哪里来？
Where did this obedience come from?
然后老以利说都不是我叫你那如果下次来的话你就对神说仆人在此哈就他想是神叫他所以老以利就叫他下次来的时候你就对神说请说仆人静听
And then so Eli thought maybe it was God that called Samuel so he told Samuel next time when you're called again just say oh Lord speak to your servant I'm here
就是你会说为什么我们家就生不出这种 Sam 呢
But you might be wondering how come there was just no such Sam in my house.
那个有个老弟兄说这个 Sam 跟三秒有点像，所以他们家的 Sam 是三秒钟啊，只能安静三秒钟。
Okay, so the English word Samuel sounds like 3 seconds in Chinese.
他怎么能够这样子一次一次跑去，然后仆人在此静听，请说。
So someone says Samuel in my house can only obey 3 seconds.
昨天我们在开牧长执会的时候。
Yesterday when we had a MED meeting.
培明弟兄，我们在讨论饭食的时候，他突然讲一句话。
Brother Peiming said something when we were discussing about the meals.
他说做饭就跟讲道一样。
He says cooking is like preaching.
我原来是这样协作的，我马上就作证了。
So I was kind of relaxed. All of a sudden, I started.
所有同工同工都
very attentive.
同工都在笑我。
So everyone laughed at me.
我就洗耳恭听了。
Because I wanted to clear up my ears so I can be very attentive.
虽然我没有办法洗耳，但是恭听是真的。
Even though I cannot wash my ears, but I really listen carefully.
我插出去讲一下，我今天早上怕他不会翻译洗耳恭听，我就走过去问他，你会不会翻译洗耳恭听
？Okay, this morning, brother.You was very, very worried that I would not be able to translate the Chinese idiom 洗耳恭听 So he asked me if I knew that.
我那个读法学院的儿子马上就翻译了 clear ear, public hearing. happy ear, 然后恭听，他听成去要去法院恭听了哈 public hearing.
So my lawyer son immediately translated happy ear, public hearing. That's not right.
我希望我到老都还是这么顺服哈，弟兄要讲到对我讲话，我马上可以乖乖的听哈。
I hope that I will always be as obedient that whenever my brother wants to speak to me, I will listen attentively.
这是撒母耳被神用很重要的一个点，就是他顺服。
So this is a very important reason why Samuel was able to be used by God because he was very obedient.
我想问大家哈，去年美国死掉一个很。重要的人是谁
？Let me ask you. Last year, someone very important passed away in America. Who that is?
谁
？Who's that?
孩子们，去年美国有个很有名的人死掉。
Someone very important in America died last year.
你们大概想不起来，你说不是我哈
？You might say not me.
Say Steve Jobs 是吧？你为什么会想到他呢？你看
，Why would you think about Steve Jobs？
你知道美国一个月平均有25万个人死掉。
You know, every month, on the average, $250,000 people died in America.
所以一年美国死掉的人就是生老病死，大概2-3千万人。他为什么只想到 Steve Jobs， 他没想到别人呢
？So every year, millions of people died in America. Why would you think about Steve Jobs？
他的确影响了很多人，对不对
？Yes, he greatly influenced a lot of people.
所以我上次跟你们讲他故事的时候，曾经说过他受他的养父影响很大。
So when I mentioned his story to you, I mentioned that he was greatly influenced by his stepfather.
因为他的养父跟他叫他涂漆，把 fence 把篱笆涂油漆的时候，连那个背后最角落人看不到的地方，他说要 the same quality as the front， 要跟前面涂的一模一样好。
He was greatly influenced by his foster father, who ordered him to paint the fence and then commanded that he has to pay the same attention to the details, even those corners that are not seen.
所以他说他的养父对他影响很大，他做任何事情 inside out 都要 high quality， 都要很高的品质。
Therefore, he developed this habit to have high quality.Inside out everywhere.
不是只是表面骗人，里面不堪使用。
He will not just produce something that looks outside but not useful inside.
或者外面看起来很吸引，里面是假的。
Or something very beautiful on the outside but inside is all fake.
我前天还跟陈明弟兄讲，有一次有人送我一个台湾高山茶，包得漂漂亮亮的，我这个人很高兴，回家打开来。
I mentioned to Brother Chen Ming yesterday that someone gave me a jar of tea from Taiwan, and I was very happy. And when I got home and opened it.
结果里面是发霉的葵瓜子跟茶叶混在一起、
啊。Inside it was molded sunflower seeds and some.
当然，我决定不相信我弟兄买假货送我，只是他也被骗了。
I'm sure my brother did not purposely buy some counterfeit, but I'm sure he was cheated as well.
所以，他的养父影响了他，他的这个态度影响了 Apple 公司的 philosophy.
Because his foster father impacted him, and then he's attitude impact the entire company of Apple.
所以他们就是说，整个公司里面做产品，里面你不需要看，但是品质是一流的。
Therefore, they say that when you get an Apple product, you don't have to open it up because the quality inside is just as good as outside.
但是我记得我上次跟你们讲这个故事的时候
，I remember last time when I shared the story with you.
我后面跟着问一个问题
，Then I followed it with a question.
我说年轻的孩子们，如果你的爸爸这样子要求你。
Then I say, young people, if your father give you such demand,
叫你涂油漆，不光前面要涂得好，后面要涂得好，连角落人看不到的地方啊，草扒开来都要涂得好，你会不会觉得他很啰嗦
？If your father asks you to have good quality painting on the fence, not only on the front but the back, even the corner, you have to move the grass to paint the corner.
你会不会觉得他
？Do you think that he's too nagging?
你会不会觉得他 unreasonable? 你太不合理了，你吹毛求疵。
Do you think he's too perfectionist and picky?
所以不要光去羡慕 Steve Jobs 他的成就，他赚的钱，你有没有羡慕他的顺服？
But don't just admire Steve Jobs for his success and his money, but do you admire his obedience?
你有没有羡慕当别人要求他、教育他、成全他的时候，他可以谦卑的接受，他能够得到里面的精华
？But do you admire that when someone is trying to educate him, he was able to obey and get the essence?
所以弟兄姊妹，撒母耳从小顺服，这是他被神悦纳、被神用很重要的因素。
Samuel was obedient since his childhood, and that's a key reason why God was able to use him.
这也是他蒙神喜悦。圣经上接着讲，撒母耳在耶和华面前渐渐长大，耶和华与人越发喜爱他。
That is also why he was pleasing to God. The scripture says Samuel grew before the Lord and in favor both with Lord and man.
这是神能够用他很重要的原因。
So that's a very important reason why God was able to use him.
后来当他去责备扫罗的时候
，So later on when he went to rebuke King Saul,
听命胜于献祭。
He says, obedience is better than sacrifices.
你外面摆任何好东西给神，比不上我们对神的顺服。
Nothing can be compared with our obedience to the Lord.
孩子们，你讲任何甜言蜜语，比不上我们对神、对父母的顺服。
Children, any sweet talk cannot be compared with your obedience to your children, to your parents.
啊，所以在这里，当我们真正顺服的时候，它是我们生命长进的秘诀。
So our true obedience is the secret to our spiritual growth.
它是我们蒙神悦纳、被神使用的秘诀。
And also the secret of our being used and blessed by God.
是我们能够过得胜生活的秘诀。
And it's also the secret to our victorious life.
是我们能够承受祝福、成为祝福的秘诀。
And it's also our secret to inherit blessing and become a blessing.
第二件事情讲到他是一个祷告的人。
Then he's also a person of prayer.
所以第一件讲到他信而顺服，说到他是一个有祭坛的人。
And the first thing talk about he's trust and obey, so that he is a person with an altar.
他是一个过祭坛生活的人。
He lives a life of offering.
他不光真正有 build 祭坛来献祭。
Not only that, he actually built a physical altar to offer sacrifices.
他整个的一生，他向神的态度就是一个献祭的人生。
But then he lives a life of offering sacrifices.
所以第二个讲到他注重祷告。
Then secondly, he pay attention to prayer.
他是圣经里面祷告的榜样非常清楚被神标出来的人。
He's one of the best role models of prayer in the Bible.
我举两个例子，诗篇九十九篇第六节，在他的祭司中有摩西和亚伦，在求告他名的人中有撒母耳。
One example is recorded in Psalm 99. It says Moses and Aaron were among his priests, and Samuel was among those who called upon his name.
所以换句话说，讲到大能的时候，可能讲到约书亚，讲到这个什么的时候，可能是谁啊？但是讲到祷告的时候，圣经上就想到撒母耳。
So whenever we talk about being mighty, we think about Joshua. But when we talk about praying, we think of Samuel.
他不仅仅是他妈妈祷告而生出来的，他自己一生就是一个祷告的人。
Not only that his birth was from the prayer of his mother, he himself was a person of prayer.
耶利米书十五章那里讲到以色列百姓堕落的时候
，Jeremiah chapter 15 it talks about when God's people fell.
所以虽然有摩西和撒母耳站在我面前代求，我的心也不顾惜这百姓。
The Lord says, even if Moses and Samuel stood before me, my mind would not be favorable toward the people.
所以我们看见他实在是一个祷告的人。
So we see that the scripture says he was a person of prayer.
我在很多地方讲到了，包括在弟兄姊妹中间，我说在我个人身上，也在我所看见很多神家侍奉的人身上。
I mentioned many times that in my life and also among the lives of God's servants.
我们在神面前最疏忽的，或是最该认的一个罪，就是我们在祷告上的疏忽。
One sin that we need to confess is our negligence to prayer.
我们缺少跟神真实的相会和相交。
We lack true encountering and fellowship with God.
所以我们常常成为生活的奴隶，我们常常在罪恶面前站不住，我们常常在侍奉里面没有高油，我们常常自己也活得不喜乐。
So oftentimes we become the slaves of our busy lives, and we lack the anointing in our services, and we lack a joyful life.
第三个在这里说到他不妥协的使命感。
The third reason is his uncompromising sense of mission.
在这里我们刚才读的撒母耳记上第七章。
Like 1 Samuel chapter 7 we just read.
他一直在这里做的就是带领百姓专心归向神，单单的来侍奉他。
His ministry continued to focus on prepare God's people's heart for the Lord and to serve him only.
这是他整个一生里面最重要的使命。
So that was his most important mission in life.
那你说有没有困难？
Is there any trouble and difficulty?
当然有困难。
Of course there are.
所以我开始在描写整个40时代撒母耳所处的时代的荒凉跟困难的局面的时候。
That's why at the beginning when I tried to describe to you the desolate situation in God's house.
我们一定会在神的面前说主不可能的，不可能的。
We will probably say to the Lord, Lord, it is impossible, just impossible.
然后就像医生跟你说你爱吃什么就吃什么好了。
Just like when your doctor says eat whatever you like.
已经没药救的了。
Because you're hopelessly incurable.
但是你却发现，当撒母耳面对这么荒凉的局面
，But yet when Samuel faced such desolate situation,
他也知道自己不行。
He knew that he could not do it by himself.
他也决定知道自己不配。
And he knew that he was not worthy himself.
但是他却知道自己所信的神，在他没有难成的事。
But yet he knows that nothing is impossible with God whom he believed.
但是在他的里面，他知道是神亲自要来做这件事。
And he knew clearly that God was going to.
所以我常常说哈，要成为神手中合用的器皿是我们的责任。
So I often say it is our responsibility to become that suitable vessel.
神用不用我们，怎么使用我们，什么时候使用我们，那是神的事情。
But it is up to God whether he will use it, when he will use us, or how he will use us.
所以撒母耳记上十二章撒母耳说，至于我断不停止为你们祷告，绝对 不停的。
So Samuel says in chapter 12 that far it be from me that I will cease praying for you.
虽然外面的局面冰冻三尺，非一日之寒化不了。
Yes, even though the spiritual coldness is like frozen ice.
好像怎么做怎么祷告都不改变，不断的祷告，不断的用善道正路指示他们，发现没有什么改变。
Maybe after much prayer and teaching about the right ways, nothing changed.
但是他就是不停地做，不停地做。
But then he would just continue without stopping.
20年以后，整个以色列家倾向耶和华。
After 20 years, the entire household of Israelite turned to God.
所有的小组长都不要灰心哈。
So all small group leaders, please do not give up.
尤其我们最近在做 Newman Discipleship 新人门训。
Especially we're having Newman Discipleship groups.
很多小组长，很多这个辅导好像已经开始失望了，有些人跟不上，有些人不参加了。
Some small group leaders or counselors, they feel discouraged because some already give up.
但是我们也听到很多很多 good report 哈，很激励人心的见证。
But yet we also heard a lot of good reports and positive feedback.
但是我们不要灰心。
Let us not be discouraged.
就是凭着信心。
By faith,
知道我们所做的事是神要我们做的。
Knowing that we are doing what God wants us to do,
神自己要继续做。
God will continue to do His work.
我们不过是他的器皿。
We are but His vessels.
所以你看以色列人去打迦南地的时候。
So when Israelites went to conquer Canaan,
那么那时候神要求一切的兵丁，所有神家的人都要来学这个功课。
At that time, God demanded that everyone in the household of Israel would come and learn the lesson.
就是信而顺服。
It's to trust and obey.
就是单纯的相信，绝对的顺服。
Simply trust and absolutely obey.
所以他们第一天绕城 ，nothing happened， 什么事情都没发生。
So the first day that they walk around Jericho, nothing happened. happened.
第二天绕城一周，又是什么事情都没发生。
Second day they walk around the city of Jericho, nothing happened again.
等到了第七天，绕完七次以后。
Until after the seventh time on the seventh day.
他们一呼喊的时候，整个耶利哥倒塌了。
As they cry out, the entire city wall collapsed.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在主的面前要有一个不妥协的使命感。
So we ought to have this uncompromising sense of mission before God.
我们一定要很清楚、很具体的知道神使用我们的目的是要把人带回到神的面前。
We have to know very clearly and vividly that the purpose of God's using us is to bring people to God.
不是叫人跟我们，不是叫人夸我们，乃是要借着我们的服事把人带回到神面前。
It's not so that people will follow us or come or praise us, but to bring them to God.
我曾经 讲过一个故事啊。
I mentioned to you a story before.
有一个观光客到英国去，在二十世纪初的时候。
In the early twentieth century, of tourists went to England.
到那边去的时候，他这个知道那边有两个很有名的神的仆人。
And he knew there were two famous servants of God.
一个是 Dr. Parker, 一个是 Spurgeon, 斯布珍跟 Dr.派克
One is Dr. Parker and the other one is Spurgeon.
他不晓得要去参加哪一个，他就问那边的人的意见。
He didn't know which meeting to go to, so he consulted some local.
别人就告诉他说：“你白天去参加 Dr. Parker 的聚会，晚上去参加斯布珍的，因为他还有另外一堂。
”So someone suggested in the morning you go to listen to Dr. Parker, and at night you can go to listen to Spurgeon.
所以当他早上去听完 Dr. Parker 的信息的时候
，So in the morning he went to listen to Dr. Parker.、
他是神重用的一个仆人，他神学思想、逻辑思想各方面救恩真理清楚得不得了。
So he was a servant greatly used by God. He was very clear on his theological, and then he was very analytical and very knowledgeable.
所以当他听完到出来的时候，别人问他：“你觉得怎么样？”
So after he listened to the sermon, people asked him, "So what do you think?"
他说 "What a great sermon! 多么伟大的讲章啊
he said, "What a great sermon!"
等到晚上听完 Spurgeon 的时候，听完斯布珍
，Then at night after he listened to Spurgeon.
别人问他说：“你觉得怎么样？”
So people ask him again, "What do you think?"
他说 ：“What a great savior! 多么伟大的救主！”
He says, "What a great savior!"
弟兄姊妹，他们两个都不是被神用的人哈。
These two are greatly used by God.
但是你就可以发现 ，Spurgeon 的信息是把人带回到神的面前，不是带到奖章面前。
But yet, Spurgeon was delivering messages to bring people to God, not to his sermon.
不是带到一大堆的道理、一大堆的方法面前。
He did not bring people to knowledge or methods.
今天是资讯发达爆炸的日子，网络上什么东西都有。
Today is the age of explosion of knowledge. You can find just about anything on internet.
教会增长的秘诀，小组倍增的秘诀，什么的秘诀一大堆哈。
So you can find secret of church growth or how to multiply your small group. Anything you can find.
我不是说这些不重要不好啊。
I'm not saying that these are not good or important.
他们真的重要的。
Yes, they are important.
但是我们要小心的。
But we have to be careful.
所有的信息要把我们带回到神的面前。
All the messages have to bring us back to God.
让我们跟神之间有对的关系，让我们的生命能够不住的改变和成长。
So that we can have right relationship with God, and our life will continue to transform and grow.
所以我说，任何一个讲员，任何一个做神话语出口的，都应该效法施洗约翰。
So that's why I say, any servant of God, any preacher, a mouthpiece of God, should learn from.John the Baptist.
他好像旷野的呼声一样。
He was like a cry in the wilderness.
在旷野里面，那么多失迷的人，荒凉找不到路的人。
So many people in the wilderness, they were lost.
突然有一个声音出来说：“看哪，神的羔羊。”
All of a sudden, they hear a voice crying out, says, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
你知道声音出来，声音就消失了。
You know that voice come and voice goes.
但是声音出来的时候，他 get 你的 attention, 他 pass 给你 message, 他得到你的注意，他传给你信息。
But then when a voice comes, it catches your attention and then sends you a message.
所以他的信息很简单，就是看哪，神的羔羊。
His message was very simple, just behold the Lamb of God.
让那些在旷野失迷、痛苦、找不到人生方向的人看到了神的儿子。
So that those who were lost in their life directions find the Son of God.
他们起来跟随耶稣基督了。
So they rise and follow Jesus Christ.
连施洗约翰自己精心培养的得意门生门徒都起来跟耶稣了。
Even the disciples of John the Baptist, whom he nurtured for many days, follow Jesus.
别人跑来跟他说，以前跟随你的人，现在都跑去跟他了。
So some people came to tell him that those who used to follow you now follow Jesus.
他说：“愿他兴旺，我衰微。”
But he says, "May he increase, and I will decrease."
声音出来，声音消失了，但是却达到目的的，让人去跟耶稣。 稣了。
Yes, voice comes, voice goes, but yet it achieves its purpose so that people will follow Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，我真的巴不得所有服侍主人都能这么单纯。
And I hope that all servants of God can be just as pure and simple.
所以我常常在很多地方也跟弟兄姊妹讲，千万不要说是我的粉丝哈。
So then, I remind the brothers and sisters in many places, please do not say that you are my fans.
不是只是因为粉丝很容易断，所以我觉得不可靠。
It's not because fans are not trustworthy.
而是如果我们的服事不能把人带到耶稣的面前，我们 是我们的失败跟亏欠。
But if our service cannot bring people to God, then it is our failure.
我们只有一个目的，希望大家都来更爱主，归向主。
We serve with only one purpose, is that people will follow Jesus and love the Lord.
所以如果弟兄姊妹能够说谢谢，因着你的信息，因着你们教会的服事，让我们得到了祝福，那我们会得到激励。
But we will be encouraged if people come to thank us and our church that because of our service they are blessed by God.
但如果说哎呀你就是我的粉丝哦，千万不要讲求求了。
But then if they say that、oh, we are your fans, please do not say that.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们永远就是要耶稣，我们的服事也是要把人带到耶稣面前。
Because always, all we want is Jesus, and our service is just to bring Jesus, bring people to Jesus.
这就是撒母耳。
And that is what Samuel did.
他这么清楚知道他这一生活着是为神。
He knew clearly that he lived his life for God.
最后神亲自对他的肯定和祝福。
Therefore, God himself affirmed and blessed him.
在这里讲到耶和华与他同在，使他所说的话一句都不落空。所有的以色列人都知道耶和华立撒母耳为先知。耶和华又在示罗显现，将自己的话默示撒母耳。你发现那个不说话的神现在又说话了。
You see, the silent God now started to speak.
甚至向他显现。
Even reveal himself to Samuel.
神在这里印证他，祝福他，使用他。
Because God here confirmed him and used him.
所以所有服侍主的人。
As all servants of God.
我们都应该很在乎到底我自己是不是一个讨神喜悦的人。
We have to care if we are really pleasing to God.
我是不是被神所肯定的人。
Am I being...affirmed by God.
我们要常常被带回到主的面前。
We have to be brought back before God often.
看看今天神在我身上，神有没有借着我真正在祝福别人。
Is that, is God really blessing others through me?
所以我多少次鼓励弟兄姊妹读黎陀生弟兄有一篇的信息，叫做《仰望神的祝福》。
So I often, encourage brothers and sisters to read an article written by Brother Watchman Nee, Look Upon the Lord's Blessings.
因为他把我们分成三种的人。
Because in that article, he categorized people into three categories.
一种是有神祝福的人。
One is people with God's blessings.
第二种是没有神祝福的人。
A second category, people without God's blessings.
第三种人是神定义不祝福的人。
The third category is that God for sure will not bless.
你所有得到的神就让你弄风吹去，所有的钱落在破旧的囊中，神刻意不祝福你。
God will blow away anything that you obtain by your own hands. God will purposely not to bless you.
当神祝福我们的时候，你哪怕只有五饼二鱼，神可以让五千个人、上万个人吃饱。
But when God wills to bless you, even if you only have five loaves and two fish, God was able to use that and feed 5,000.
所以我再说，小组长们、服侍主的同工们，不要灰心哈。
Therefore, I want to encourage small group leaders and then.Those who serve God.
我们做一个讨神喜悦的人，有神祝福的人。
Let us be pleasing to God and with God's blessing.
就算只有一点点。
Even if it's just a little bit.
本来是一个小孩子的饭量，神可以让上万的人吃得饱。
A small child's lunch can feed a multitude.
那什么叫做没有神祝福的人？就是五饼二鱼，就是只能让一个小孩吃饱。That's it.
So what does it mean without God's blessing? It's like five loaves and two fish can feed a child, and that's all it could do.
所以在我结束的时候
，So before I conclude,
我还是提醒大家，撒母耳是一个。过祭坛生活的人。
Let me remind you again, Samuel lived a life of altar.
他在神面前永远存着顺服的态度。
He always had this obedient attitude before God.
第二个，他是一个祷告的人。
And he was a person of praying.
他从来不停止他的祷告。
He never ceased to pray.
他也用善道正路来帮助神的儿女。
And he teach God's people what is right and good.
第三个，他是有非常清楚、具体、不妥协的使命。
And also has this uncompromising sense of mission.
他整个的一生就是要帮助周围所有他可以接触的人，让他们的心归向神，单单的侍奉神。
All of his life, his purpose is to bring people back to God so that they will serve him only.
希望这个也成为我们每一个人的使命。
I hope that can also become our mission.
你不认识我则已。
It's okay if you don't know me.
不是，如果你不认识我，你不没有碰到我，那就算了。你只要碰到我，只要认识我，只要跟我有关系，我就定义要成为你的祝福，要增加你的价值。
But if you know me, come in contact with me, then I for sure I will to become your blessing and I will increase your value.
要把你带回到神的面前。
I will bring you back to God.
所以，我们今天下午的 SD 要觉得人可爱，希望我们一起来哈。
So this afternoon, in the servanthood disciple group, we're going to study that we have to see people are lovable.
第四个
fourth reason,
他蒙神悦纳，被神肯定，被神祝福的人。
That he was confirmed and blessed by God.
所以我在说，要羡慕成为神手中合用的器皿。
Once again, let me emphasize, we are to long to be a vessel in God's hands.
神怎么用，什么时候用，什么方式用，那是神的事情。
But it is up to God how and when he will use us.
所以吴勇长老那次被请到泰国去的时候。
So Elder 吴勇, when he was invited to Thailand.
那时候他还年轻，第一天晚上，培灵大会只来了八个人。
At that time, he was still very young. The first night,The conference only 8 people show up.
他真的是非常灰心啊！怎么可能把我从老远台湾请到泰国，八个人来参加培灵会
？He was so discouraged because the conference invited him all the way from Taiwan to Thailand. Only 8 people show up.
但是后来他被神光照提醒，他全力以赴的讲道。
And then the Lord revealed to him that he ought to put out the best. So he did his best preaching.
第二天晚上来了八百个人。
The second night, 800 people show up.
接下来聚会人一直进来，一直进来。弟兄姊妹，我们不是说人多就是什么，而是你这个人要对啊。
We're not just talking about numbers, but we have to be the right people.
神真的会使用我们。
Then God will for sure use us.
希望我们从撒母耳身上得到最大的这个提醒。
We hope that we are reminded by Samuel's story.
我们唱一节诗歌就好，好，255首的第二节。
Let's sing a song 255, and we'll just sing one stanza.
我们只唱第二节。
Stanza two.
我们一起站起来唱。
Let's stand up and sing.
我们唱两遍。
We'll sing twice.
我在家乡低头，我在干沙头前，只剩一切所有。
万事万物可以改变啊！
Things may be changing.
神从来没有改变。
But God never changes.
他的旨意没有改变。
His will never changes.
他做事的法则没有改变。
And His principle of work never changes.
今天他仍然要得到器皿。
And today He's still waiting for vessels.
我们何等感谢神，基督已经来了。
We thank God that Christ has come.
已经完成救赎了。
And He has accomplished the salvation.
圣灵已经来了。
And the Holy Spirit has already come.
让我们得着耶稣基督的生命做我们的生命。
So that we have received the life of Christ as our life.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们真的要把自己交出来。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we ought to give ourselves.
让神使用我们，成为扭转局面的器皿。
So that God can use us to be a vessel to turn the situation around.
成为带下祝福， 带下他旨意的器皿
to bring down his blessings and his will、
啊、从我们的家开始从我们周围开始
starting from our family and the people around us
从我们对小组对教会的影响开始、啊、
from our impact to our small group and church、
啊、主耶稣我们一起站在你的面前
Lord Jesus we're standing before you
我们愿意羡慕撒母耳把我们这一生都交在你的手中
we long to be like Samuel to commit our lives before you
我们永远在你面前愿意存着信而顺服的态度
we want to always hold this attitude of trust and obey
我们为你而活
that we will live for you
我们也愿意把我们所有周围的人都带回到你的面前
and we want to bring people around us back to you
哦，能够借着我们成为他们的祝福
so that we can become their blessings
借着我们增加他们的价值
that we can increase their values
主耶稣啊，提升我们在座的每一位
Lord please lift every one of us up
让我们不小看自己
that we will not despise ourselves
哦，因为神要借着我们做大事
because God can use us to do great things
是你自己要来做大事
because you yourself will do great things
主啊因此我们都愿意把自己再一次的奉献在祭坛上
Therefore, we want to once again offer ourselves on the altar
圣火来悦纳来焚烧
May the holy fire come down and burn
爱火也烧在我们心中
and that this fire of love will burn in our hearts
让我们这一生为主而活
that we will live for you all the days of our life
Lord,
we thank you, we thank you
奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name we pray
Amen
Amen
我们再唱一次最后
Let's sing one more time